Barrington Stage Company, a professional award-winning equity regional theater located in the heart of the Berkshires in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was founded in 1995.
Barrington Stage's mission is threefold: to present top-notch, compelling work, to develop new plays and musicals, to find fresh, bold ways to bring new audiences into the theater, especially young people. But I have to say, their success, 11 of their plays have gone to New York City. Amazing.
On their two stages, they present new plays and musicals created by the best theatrical minds working today, as well as the classics.
Our friend Julianne Boyd is the co-founder and artistic director of Barrington Stage. She joins us now with an overview of the new season. Welcome, our wonderful friend Julianne.
Thanks, Alan. Thrilled to be here.
Wonderful to have you with us. So this is kind of our last chance to see American Sun.
Yes, it is. It plays this afternoon and tonight, matinee and evening, and then tomorrow night at 8 o'clock is the final performance.
And very quickly, because Roselle went and loved it, thought it was a very important play. What is it?
It's a play about an interracial couple, a black woman who has her PhD in psychology, a white FBI agent, her husband. They've been separated for 4 months, and we find them in a police station, and they're looking for their son who's missing, their 18-year-old son who's about to go to West Point. And it really deals with what's happening in this country today. I mean, over the last few days, this play could not be more important in really dealing. It's so very relevant. Takes place in Miami, written by a Miami playwright and attorney. Brilliant, brilliant dialogue. And what it does, it presents a very balanced picture of the African-American woman and how she's trying to instill the black culture in her son, her white husband who wants him to go to West Point and continue in the tradition of his Irish family, and the police who have, believe it or not, a very solid point of view. But each one of them is a little wrong. They're right until they're wrong. And it's the balanced approaches, I think, that our audiences are really liking, because they can make up their own minds about how they need to change their views as they adjust to society.
A world premiere, you directed it, and how? Give us just an idea of what goes into getting that right. I mean, there's a lot of ingredients there to get that to a point of, okay, this is what I want the audience to think about when they leave here tonight.
Totally, Joe. Well, we commissioned the work. I mean, I knew the playwright wrote major plays about social issues, although most of them were done in Florida, Miami. He really hadn't broken out into the wider, theater strata. So what we did is he told me the topic. I said, great, write it. And usually it takes a year or 2 years because you have to write it, rewrite it. He wrote this play in 3 months.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And then we did a reading of it at the end of the summer. And we got all the community leaders together. It was important for us to get the support of, like, the NAACP, the Pittsfield School District, the superintendent. We formed a committee, Chief Wynn from Pittsfield, the chief of police. And we got everyone together and we said, who do you think we need to reach? We started this in January. And in the 6 months afterwards, we get students in. We did a student matinee. All of the kids in summer school in Pittsfield went. We also had major symposiums, professor from Williams, professor from Smith, talking to our regular audience. And the thing we want is to start a dialogue. We just want to start a dialogue in this community, Pittsfield being the most diverse community, of course, in Berkshire County. And I think that we're getting there. I mean, it's selling very well. I cannot believe that so many people want to see this, but I think you're drawn to it because it's happening right now. It's almost like living newspaper, but it's dramatic, and it's different from living newspaper, but yet these are ideas that we must grasp with, because we're not doing such a great job right now, but at least we can start people talking.
And next, after this closes, man, Pirates of Penzance.
So
this is
totally different, Joe. Well, we're turning the theater into a ship. I mean, literally, a mast is going to be from the middle of the theater. We have rigging. We're taking out seats. We're putting a runway in. There are going to be pirates all over the theater, in the mezzanine, in the lobby. I mean, John Rando and Josh Burgas, who are the genius creative minds behind On the Town, are doing this. And the cast is simply brilliant. And we are having so much fun.
You need to have a hell of a cast.
Thank you. You heard them. Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's just amazing. When all of this comes, it starts, it will be in previews next week.
July 15th.
And then runs for almost a month.
5 weeks, August 13th.
Which is, that's wonderful.
We also have seats on the stage if anyone wants to have lots of fun. We have 8 seats on the stage. I mean, the whole theater is literally pirates. which is, you know, why not?
You want to go sit with pirates, Alan?
Hey,
yo,
Alan.
Ho, ho.
Alan, on, I'll give you a deal, a seat right on the stage with the pirates.
You know, I need that. Yeah, that'd be great.
And sometimes they're policemen, so you can decide whether they're bumbling policemen or swashbuckling pirates.
Oh, that's great. Do you insist that the people who are on the stage have the right accoutrement?
No, they just have to be game. I mean, they're not going to, like, have to get up and be embarrassed, but they're going to be part of the action so far as that some of the lines might be given to them, might be a little fun.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, I tell you, when John Rando, you know, our great director, comes up with things, there will be so many surprises you won't believe it.
Oh, that's great.
Really fun. All right, so we have about a minute and a half, so let's talk about what else is going on this season. I do want to mention Kimberly Akimbo with Deborah Jo Rupp, who is on the show and is amazing. Of course, was Dr. Ruth. We met her when we were over the broadcasting live. And
we did.
A lovely, lovely woman and incredibly talented and an amazing show.
It's amazing. It plays through July 16th. It's a play called Kimberly Akimbo by David Lindsay Abaire. Wacky universe. I mean, one of the things we try to do on our stage, too, is introduce people to new worlds, worlds that they don't know. You do not know this world from Bogota, New Jersey. Or is it Bogota? I don't know how you say it. Does anybody know?
I don't.
Well,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know what?
It's a town in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, they're originally from this family's from Secaucus. That I can say.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Yeah. And and it's just like she's sort of the only sane person in this totally dysfunctional family, but dysfunctional like you've never seen. Humorous, wonderful, and she is creating a character not to be believed. She's brilliant.
So in our final minute, tell us what else is coming up in the season that we should put on our calendars.
Well, we're doing a show called Peerless in our Stage 2, which is just an amazing, written by a woman named Jihei Park. And it's about twins, Asian girls, who will do anything to get into college. And I mean anything. And it's a comedy until it's not. Mm. It's a black comedy. It's hysterical, sort of loosely based on Macbeth. The two characters, the lead women are L and M, as in Lady Macbeth. There's a dirty girl who plays the three witches. I mean, you wouldn't know this unless I told you, but once you know it, you're going like, oh, my God, this is brilliant. So we're doing that. And then on our main stage, after Pirates, if we should be so fortunate as to put the theater together again after it's a ship, we're doing a heartfelt comedy, the best meaning of heartfelt in comedy, Tribes by Nina Raine. And it is a winner of the 2012 Drama Desk Award. And it's about a young man who's deaf, will be played by a deaf actor. And his family insists that he reads lips and doesn't use sign language, although the entire family are studying different languages. The father's studying Chinese, the sister's studying Italian for opera, but he's not allowed to use sign language. And the event of the play is what happens when he falls in love with a girl who's losing her hearing, and she signs, mm-hmm. and he learns sign language, and he brings it home. And believe it or not, it's very funny, because it's funny, and again, until it's serious. Very interesting.
Very quickly, 1 second, Mr. Finn's Cafe. That's
Mr. Finn's Cabaret is so fabulous. Yes, you know Five-ish Finkel? You know
indeed.
Five-ish Finkel's going to be there. We, you know, in 2 weeks, and July 17th and 18th, oh, he's like in his 90s, and he's still one of the funniest men.
Sure.
One of the funniest men I know.
Great stuff.
Great.
You can find out more about the entire season by going to your website, which is barringtonstageco.org.
You got it.
Barringtonstageco.org. Julianne Boyd, we love you. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great season.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Julianne. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.